This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Despite clear signs India was being swamped by another surge of coronavirus infections, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government refused to cancel a major Hindu festival and held election rallies with thousands of unmasked supporters. Even cricket matches with spectators went forward. India's official count of coronavirus cases surpassed 20 million Tuesday, nearly doubling in the past 3 months, while deaths officially have passed 220,000. The burgeoning crisis has badly dented Modi's carefully cultivated image as an able technocrat with deep appeal to a middle class weary of corruption and government dysfunction. Deaths and infections are mounting as a vaccination rollout falters, with Modi pushing responsibility onto ill-supplied and unprepared state governments. As he lays out a new vaccination goal for July 4th, U.S. President Joe Biden is appealing to Americans who have not yet received shots or who don't want them. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says amid all the misinformation about the vaccines, there's one fact everyone should know.
People who are not fully vaccinated can still die every day from COVID-19.
He acknowledges convincing people he calls doubters will be hard, but says the choice is between life and death.
Why take the risk?
Right now, about 56% of adults have received at least one shot. Nearly 105 million are fully vaccinated. The president's aiming to make those numbers 70% and 160 million by July 4th. Sagar Magani, Washington.
If you'd like more on these or other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The group of seven wealthy democracies will discuss coronavirus vaccines Wednesday as they face growing pressure to share stockpiles and know-how with poor nations trailing far behind on fighting the pandemic. Foreign ministers of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States are wrapping up 3 days of talks in central London that will set the agenda for a G7 leaders summit next month in Cornwall, southern England. After a day focused on showing a common front of democracies towards China, the final session will also bring in development chiefs and address global challenges, including the COVID-19 pandemic and climate change. Drone footage showed cranes working to remove a second train carriage from the site of an overpass collapse Tuesday that killed at least 24 people and injured dozens when a train on Mexico City's newest metro line plunged onto a busy road below. The crash has raised wider questions about safety on one of the world's busiest metro systems, which carries millions of people daily across an urban sprawl home to over 20 million people. Firefighters using heavy chains to stabilize the site pulled bodies and survivors from the wreckage before lowering one dangling carriage onto a truck in the aftermath. Some 79 people were injured, including 3 children, authorities said. Myanmar security forces are arresting and forcibly disappearing thousands of people, especially boys and young men, in a sweeping bid to break the back of a 3-month uprising against a military takeover. An Associated Press analysis of more than 3,500 arrests since February shows the families of most of those taken do not know where they are. UNICEF, the UN Children's Agency, is aware of around 1,000 cases of children or young people arbitrarily arrested and detained. A new U.S. intelligence assessment says any gains in women's rights in Afghanistan made in the last 2 decades will be at risk after the U.S. withdraws later this year. The unclassified report released Tuesday by the Director of National Intelligence says the Taliban remain, quote, broadly consistent in its restrictive approach to women's rights and would roll back much of the past 2 decades' progress if the group regained national power, end quote. Israel's president has signaled he will move quickly to task a new candidate with forming a government after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to do so ahead of a midnight deadline. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.